News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. All you need is love, and that's what they're all about at the Pensacola Humane Society. My guest this morning on Pep Talk for Frisky Friday.
Yes.
Good morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Mary McClellan is here. She is the VP of Development over at the Pensacola Humane Society with a special guest this morning, Cheryl Kelch, who's a board member. And my understanding is you said
volunteer extraordinaire.
There we go. Yes. We love those got to avoid members.
Yeah, I know.
So let's get right to it. It's Frisky Friday, and the reason we call it that is because I love to honor all of the agencies and organizations in our community that are helping our furry friends. And so I dedicate this time every week to that. So Humane Society does so much in our community, but maybe someone has heard of you, but they really don't know who you are or what you do. So let's kind of give a quick intro or background, Mary.
Sure. We are a private nonprofit, and we have a mission to unite dogs and cats with loving forever homes. And that involves anything from microchipping and spay and neuter. You know, we keep
the heartworm. You should check all the different things. And
which before I started there, I didn't realize heartworm is treatable.
Yes.
It's quite a process, but it is treatable. And so we definitely don't turn away dogs or cats because of heartworm.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also do other types of surgeries if they're needed. But mostly it's just making sure they're in clean, safe environments and they are socialized, they're walked every day.
So there is a facility.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we have a shelter on mm-hmm. Q Street.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really what we do.
So if I found a stray and was concerned, could I bring that stray to you?
We don't.
How does that work?
Okay, we don't typically take animals at the door.
Okay.
I will tell you a story. Well, no, I better not tell that one because then everybody might do it. So basically we do an intake process. So it's best to go to the PensacolaHumane.org website
mm-hmm.
and go to our rehoming form.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
You fill that out and mm-hmm. then we call you and set up an appointment.
Okay, perfect. That's what mm-hmm. I wanted to know,
yes.
How to do this. How
yes.
do we do it? Okay.
Yes.
So you brought Cheryl in, and Cheryl, it's great to see you. And how long have you been involved with the Humane Society?
I've been involved about 5 years.
Okay.
And how I got started was that my husband passed away, and I think he loved animals way more than humans.
Aww.
So I went to the Humane Society with the idea of doing something in his name, and they were amazing to work with. And so what we settled on was Bud's Backyard, and it is Aww. An area that the dogs can go and play. It's got a gazebo. It has dog toys. It has a dog playground.
And was that your husband's name, Bud?
Say again, his name, Bud.
Oh, and, Bud's Backyard, I love that.
It was really designed so that people that were interested in possibly adopting a dog would have a place to take them,
mm-hmm.
to interact with them, to play with them, to make sure that it was a good fit for their family.
Oh, that's so perfect.
Yeah, so then I began volunteering, and then 2 years ago, they asked if I would like to be on the board, which I was very excited about because it is a project and a nonprofit that is near and dear to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a great organization.
It absolutely is. And I love this organization. I always have. And I love the people that work there because you really do give of your hearts. I'm curious to know, though, since you've been volunteering this past 5 years, how many animals have you brought home now?
How many? So I fostered several,
okay.
and I already had 3 dogs.
Oh, okay, see.
But I have brought another one home.
Okay, because Mary keeps saying, "When are you going to come over and volunteer?" I said, "When I can have a couple of dogs in my house." So I know how this works.
My house
yeah, try
isn't
working
that big.
Exactly, exactly.
One thing she left out about Bud's Backyard that is absolutely adorable is it has a little red fire hydrant for potty breaks.
Oh, how cute! I love that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I love that because it's coming from the right place, you know, when you have your heart in it. And that's what this is all about, is saving these animals, taking care of them, and helping them find a home. That's
yes.
the key, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So you've got a lot of things happening. What's on your list today,
well,
Mary?
Well, speaking of finding a home, I have our stats together for our annual stats for 2025.
Oh, wow. I would love to hear that.
In 2025, I'll start with the number of surgeries. 1,535 spay
wow.
and neuter surgeries
wow.
on cats and dogs. And we actually partner with Everett Animal Welfare Group.
Mm-hmm.
They do They trap cats, and then we neuter them, and then they release them into the exact place where they picked them up. And that's a lot of that is them, Escambia County, Crestview, Santa Rosa, and our own animals. Mm-hmm. We have a free pet food pantry. And last year, we gave away 13,023 pounds of food.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, that's incredible.
And that's really to help people that might otherwise not be able to keep their pet, mm-hmm. but because of the cost of the food. So mm-hmm. it's really a designed program to help the folks in the community be able to keep their members of their family.
Well, I would imagine last year, too, with the government shutdown and some of the different issues with weather, things like that, can suddenly you're out of food. For your
Absolutely.
Pet, you don't have to make that choice.
Or you don't have a way to get there, you mm-hmm. know, that kind of thing.
Sure.
Let's see. So our volunteers are the backbone of our organization, and we have anywhere from 3 to 6, 7 volunteers at the shelter at any given time. Last year, we track the hours. That mm-hmm. helps us with grants and things like that. 5,469 hours were donated to us through our volunteers who come through the door. And as far as adoption goes, drum roll, 921.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Almost 1,000 animals were adopted last year?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Hats off to
you. So that makes it all worth it, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah. And we are a no-kill shelter. Mm-hmm. We're designated a Best Friends no-kill shelter every year. We have a save rate from last year of 98.7%.
Wow.
Which is huge.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. Hats off to you.
Yeah.
And to all the volunteers. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Because I don't know that people realize what it takes. Because yeah. it's not just the glamorous and the fun stuff and when you get to hold the puppies and things, but there's a lot of cleanup.
Uh-huh,
there's a lot of maintenance, uh-huh. a lot of care, all
yes.
of that.
We have laundry that has to be done, and they do clean the kennels. They walk mm-hmm. the dogs. They help with pet pantry by, you know, packaging the food.
Right.
And they help us with community events and our own, you know, fundraisers. So we couldn't do that without them.
Well, speaking of which, you've got a big one coming up this month.
We
in
do.
March.
We do. The our annual fur ball mm-hmm. is coming up, the 6th annual one on March 21st. One thing that's kind of fun about this one. Now, I will say, first of all, that we are sold out. We do not have any tickets left.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So we're not promoting tickets, but we are still looking for, you know, auction items.
Oh, okay.
And
it's a great way to promote your business.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
We do make sure that our auction item donors get some recognition. And then, of course, we have the Bow Wow table. Bow Wow Meow. I'm sorry, the Bow Wow Meow table. And that's a really fun event that kicks off the night. They'll get a seat, a 10-person 10-place table right uh-huh. in front of Brent Lane as he is emceeing
oh boy.
The
okay.
event. Yes.
And Brent's with our sister station, Cat Country 98.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, hold on to that thought because we're going to take a quick break here. We're talking with Mary and Cheryl from the Humane Society, Pensacola Humane Society. And if you've got a question for them, this is Pep Talk. They're our experts. 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Frisky Friday. Our guests today are from the Humane Society of Pensacola. Mary is here with Cheryl. And Mary, what else have you got to tell us about?
Well, one thing I wanted to talk about with the fur ball, which is March 21st, is our sponsors. We have some great sponsors
oh,
this
good.
Year. We have our overall pedigree presenter. That is Dr. Michael and Tara Dollister this mm-hmm. year. This is a new sponsorship level that we've added this year, and they jumped at it. So
oh, great.
We're good with that. We have Adcox Imports, Edward Jones, Armada Advisors. We have the Paw Prints Posse,
oh.
which is actually just a group of volunteers
oh,
who
no
get
kidding.
Together, and they give themselves a different name.
Oh,
you know.
I love that.
Great. For Barktoberfest, it's Crazy Cat Ladies. Escambia County Sheriff's Office, Southern Gardens, Ballinger Publishing, mm-hmm. and of course, Cat Country News Radio and ESPN.
Okay.
So we have them as the major sponsors. But one in particular is an in memoriam level, and it is a lady who passed away recently, and she specifically said she wanted some of her estate to come to us. And her son is actually a friend of mine.
Aww.
But her name is Susan Bear Leith.
Okay.
And so she will be our in memoriam level.
Oh, yeah. So thank you to that family.
Yes. So we're pretty excited about it.
Yeah, it's very special.
Yeah. So the ways they can help.
Okay.
We have our Amazon wish list, first of all.
Mm-hmm. So I always say, if you're in your car at the stoplight right now, you have no excuse.
That's right. Yes.
Go on to Amazon.
That's right. And of course, because we give away so much food last year, 13,023 pounds of pet pantry food. Mm-hmm. We always need items. We always need food.
Okay.
So they can adopt through our website. They can foster, which mm-hmm. is amazing. And we hope for lots of people who foster who end up keeping, which is called a foster fail. And of course, volunteering, like Cheryl, our board member, does mm-hmm. On the board and also with everything we do throughout the year. So, and the other thing is donating, right, Cheryl?
Absolutely. So while we love and appreciate any donation, one thing we're really excited about is we are rolling out a Forever Heroes reoccurring donation where Ooh. For a small amount every month, it would automatically get pulled from your credit card or your bank account.
Uh-huh.
We're going to officially roll out the program at the end of March, and it's going to have all sorts of kind of fun rewards for people at different levels. Things like being able to name a pet that comes into the Humane Society, magnets, hats. But you don't have to wait. Mm-hmm. If you would like to set up a reoccurring program today, you can go to our website mm-hmm. and click on donation, and you will see all the information to set it up. And the good news is, if you sign up today, we will contact you when the program rolls out at the end of March, and we'll ask you what kinds of things you'd like to have, the fun rewards that you'd like to have at your level. I've been a reoccurring donor now for several years, and as you heard earlier, we have lots of ongoing monthly expenses.
Of course.
Got to make sure we have electricity on, mm-hmm. water. We've got to give our animals medications, food. And so those things all cost money. Mm-hmm. And the reoccurring donation program is an amazing way to do that.
Yeah.
But if you're not ready to do reoccurring, you can always go to our website and do a one-time donation as mm-hmm. well. So we're appreciative for all and everything we get.
Okay. Is there a minimum amount for the reoccurring?
I think we established $7.
Yes.
$7.
Okay. just
checking.
Pretty small.
I mean, it's a doable amount.
It's a doable amount. It's a cup of coffee. You would miss once a month. And for that, the types of things that you know your money is going to, because 100% goes to us being able to maintain and take care of our animals.
Well, and the thing about something like that, too, is that it's always nice when we donate certain things, but there's a lot of stuff that's not that glamorous. Bleach, cleaner.
That's right.
You know, the things that we need on a day-to-day basis. So doing something like that, then the organization gets to pick what they need, and they can take that money for their best use.
And you get to be a forever hero.
A forever hero.
And a lot of this can be found in our newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really great way to understand what we're doing.
Absolutely. Okay. You can go to our website, even if you're not a donor, and get our bi-monthly newsletters.
Okay.
That'll tell about events that are going on, animals that we adopt, and if you sign up for reoccurring, you don't even have to sign up for the newsletter because you will automatically be sent that.
I love that.
Yes.
What's the website so I know
it
where to go?
PensacolaHumane.org.
Okay, so I can go there and find out how to donate, also to volunteer, to adopt, mm-hmm. to foster. Do you show the pictures of the animals that are available on your website?
Oh, yes. And we have so many more than what's on our website.
Oh,
but they're just not ready to go up on the website yet.
Okay.
So
if I was interested, do I make an appointment to come by and see an animal, or how does that work?
The best way to do it is to click on the picture of the animal, mm-hmm. and then there's a button on there, you know, I'm interested in adopting.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then another thing to talk about, too, is fostering, because sometimes people think, I've got to make a commitment for a year, right?
No.
Talk about a little bit about that.
You can foster for a day, doggy day out.
See, I love that.
I've taken one of the puppies down to Palafox Market, and somebody followed me back to the shelter to adopt. And this was a little dog that was so cute, and he was deaf, and everyone loved that he was deaf. And so we got little I forgot his name, Biscuit, I think.
Oh,
he was
wow.
just adorable.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. So, yeah, you could just take, maybe you're not in a position right now to have an animal, but you could take, but you love them and you can take a break. Take a break at work on your lunch hour.
Yes, absolutely.
Just a little little serenity little break with the puppy.
Or come do a walk.
Yeah,
just come do a walk. Walk a dog anytime.
I love it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, as far as the email goes, that sounds like a great way to go because then you're staying on top of everything.
Yes.
So, the way to do that is to go to the website.
To PensacolaHumane.org.
Okay.
And just click on About Us and scroll down to newsletter.
Okay. And then the furball date, it is sold out, but what's the date again?
March 21st.
Okay. But there's still time to get a silent auction item in.
Yes. And we do. We'll put them in the program. And for the Bow Wow table,
I love that.
Give me a call. I'm working on that.
Yeah. The Bow Wow table.
I
love
it. Bow
Wow table is the gifts and items on the Bow Wow table is so high you can barely see Brent above it.
I love
it's
it.
A tower of gifts.
Tower of gifts. It's pretty impressive.
Yes.
All right. We're talking this morning with Mary and Cheryl with the Pensacola Humane Society. This is Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a minute. Welcome back to Pep Talk on Frisky Friday. I'm Meg, your host, and I'm here with Mary McClellan and Cheryl. Let me make sure I get this correct. Kelch?
Yes,
Cheryl. Cheryl Kelch is a board member with Pensacola Humane Society. Just kind of wrapping things up here this morning. What have you got for me?
So we have some events coming up. Inspire Apartments on the 28th of February is offering a dog adoption event. Of course, we have Furball coming up. And on April 12th, we'll be at the Levin Fest, the Fred Levin Fest.
Oh, yes.
Great. Event, and then everybody get ready because October 18th will be our Barktoberfest again. It's on a Sunday.
Get it on my calendar
as
now.
As soon as Furball wraps up, I'll be starting on that.
So that's how that goes. I understand.
So basically, one thing I did want to mention real quick is on March 28th. Is Respect Your Cat Day. And I read this and I'm going, why are we, they don't respect us.
I know, I was like, wait
and
a minute.
They knock your stuff off, they're judgmental, and we live for them. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, but if you want to celebrate, that's the day to do it.
Respect Your Cat
so
Day.
So just, you know, make sure to visit our website at PensacolaHumane.org and you'll find everything you need to know about us there.
Mm-hmm.
We're always open to coming and doing a presentation for your civic group or your business, like a lunch and learn.
Yeah,
or
those are always
like
great. They're always looking for speakers. So that's
people
want to
know, you know, what we're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we definitely want to be in front of people.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Okay. Cheryl, it's great to have you on. Great to hear about an extraordinary board member.
I don't know about that, but I do appreciate it. But thank you so much for having us on. And we just really encourage you to go to our website. It's a beautifully laid out, easy to navigate, and you can learn a lot about what we do. And of course, we'd love to have you sign up for our newsletter. And I'm going to put one more plug in for the reoccurring donation.
Yes, absolutely.
That is going to be a backbone for us because it helps us to be able to do the things we need to do day in and day out for
absolutely.
Our kids.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've been talking this morning with our friends at Pensacola Humane Society. What's that website one more time?
It is PensacolaHumane.org. O-R-G.
Okay. And is there another number to call in case somebody wanted to stop by today?
Yes, it's 850-432-4250.
All right. Thank you so much for being here this morning, and thanks for all you do for our furry little creatures
Thank
here
you.
In Pensacola. We appreciate you so
Thank
much.
You. Take care.